all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, Michelle, I see you signing up for a tummy tuck. See, yeah. There you are. Put that pen down right now and just listen up.
I'm so happy we have Dr. Robert Singer on today, and we're going to talk about tummy tucks, because that's right up my alley.
Oh, my gosh.
That's something I'd love to have done after having a 9-pound, 6-ounce baby.
I know. Just it's saying. Called Jelly Belly, everyone. Amen. Out there. Raise your hand if you have a little jiggle going on. Mm. All right. So our wonderful, fabulous, regular plastic surgeon, always on our show to answer these big questions that we have and these jiggly questions that we have, is Dr. Robert Singer. Welcome aboard once again to Her Radio, Dr. Singer.
Can always
you
a pleasure to
tell
join
us
you.
What
Thank
the
you.
Heck? Goes on with an abdominoplasty, and is that just a fancy word for tummy tuck?
That's all it is. A tummy tuck, and tummy tucks mean different things to different people. There are varieties of tummy tucks. There's a mini tummy tuck with a shorter incision for the patient who doesn't have as much looseness. There's a modified tummy tuck. There's a full tummy tuck. So essentially, what is a tummy tuck? It's you make an incision, usually low down, so it can be hidden in a reasonable-sized bathing suit, even a bikini. And you remove the excess skin. You tighten the muscle if it's stretched out from pregnancy or just inherited weakness of the muscle. And you can contour other adjacent areas with some liposuction to improve the hips, the flanks, and the waist area. So you're removing the excess, you're tightening the muscle, and you're producing a flatter, tighter, more youthful-looking tummy, which you can't do with exercise and diet in the patient who's generally been pregnant, lost the tissue tone, and the muscles have weakened.
Oh, thank goodness, Robert, that you're telling me this, that I can't do it, because I've tried exercise. I've tried everything to try to get rid of this, and I can't. So does someone who seeks this procedure, I know I'm seeking it, but who else would be a good candidate for this?
Well, you'll have patients who have been pregnant. That's the most common person who comes in. And no matter what they do, they can't lose. You can do 5 billion sit-ups and exercise for 30 years. You're not going to be able to strengthen that muscle back to what it was in the patient who's lost the tone. The other patient is the patient who's had massive weight loss. They have a little different situation where the muscle may be reasonable, but the skin is excessive. Both of those categories are patients who come in for tummy tucks. For a full tummy tuck where you're tightening the muscle as well as removing the excess skin and fatty tissue, and this doesn't remove fatty tissue that's deep to the muscle within the abdomen. Only diet and exercise will do that. But for the patient who has finished dieting, exercise, gotten their weight within 10 pounds of the ideal, it's a terrific procedure, and it's a procedure in the right hands of a board-certified plastic surgeon by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, operating at an accredited facility like from one of the national accrediting agencies like Quadruple ASF, with an appropriate anesthesia provider or in a licensed hospital. The risk factors are generally quite low. But like any procedure,
you know,
it has risk factors.
Right. Well, Robert, I was looking at some statistics, and according to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, there have been over 112 tummy tucks that were done in 2013, whole lot of tight little tummies out there. And the question here is, if someone's really thinking about this, and, you know, as a physician who deals in the field of weight management, is one of the things that I'm looking at in integrative medicine, you know, a lot of people out there, especially women after the age of 45 and above, and they've had kids and whatever, you know, get in better shape, and they end up with all this sort of crepey skin around their belly. A lot of skin hang, and they're
droopy.
Yeah, the droopy skin thing. But their muscles, their ab muscles, are actually pretty strong. Kept themselves in good shape and back and forth. So they may be asking themselves, listening to you now, I'm interested in this. So they have two questions here. One is, how long does it take to recover? When do you get back to work? What's involved here? And two, what's it generally cost?
Well, first of all, there are a variety of procedures that can be done. The patient who has tight muscle and just excess skin, they can have what's called a paniculectomy, fancy name. It means you remove the excess skin and the fatty tissue, but you don't have to do anything on the muscle. If the muscle is okay above, you can do a modified tummy tuck with a shorter incision. So there are variations for the patient, and it all surgery always needs to be individualized. As far as the length of the surgery, it depends on the extent. It may take 2 hours. It may take 3 or 4 hours. As far as the cost, you know, cost varies tremendously from location to location, from surgeon to surgeon, geographic areas, based on
the expertise.
It'll range somewhere between $4,000 and $15,000 for a tummy tuck.
Yeah. Okay,
and I would also tell patients, you never really want to shop for bargains. You know, do that for your sandals or your T-shirts, not for your body. You have one body. You want to take all of the precautions, do it as safely as possible. Let me mention one other thing. The tightening of the muscle, if you're going to plan on having more kids, delay having a full tummy tuck with tightening the muscle.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because although it's not dangerous to have another pregnancy, what happens is you'll stretch out the muscle, you'll stretch out the tissue, and you'll need to have generally a secondary procedure.
What about the recovery time?
Recovery time, it all depends what you mean by recovery. Patients.
Well, what I mean by, when can they get back to work?
It depends on the type of work. Patients who have sedentary jobs can go back to work in a week, probably 2 weeks. Patients with more lifting and strenuous activities may have to wait 3 to 6 weeks, depending on the extent of exercise and lifting that they do. This is not like getting your haircut. This is real surgery. It has real potential complications. In the right hands, they're minimal. And you need a good support system at home because...
You can't lift, right? It is,
although pain medication can make it more comfortable. There are some newer medications we can inject into the muscle right at the time to lower the discomfort. There's also what we call pain pumps where we put a local anesthetic in to diminish discomfort. And pain is very variable from patient to patient. But as far as activity, we want you up and around that day to minimize risks. This is not like having your eyelids done. It takes a little longer, so you need a good support system at home. You need to make appropriate plans to have the right things at home as far as dressings, get your medications ahead of time, follow an appropriate diet, and follow all of the instructions, both preoperatively and postoperatively of your surgeon, because you need to be a partner in your own care.
Right, patients are so bad about that, Robert. And also, if you have children at home, you can't lift your children, right? You can't lift anything. No groceries, nothing.
No, you can't lift for at least 3 weeks.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah,
because
that,
you don't want to undo.
Incredibly important point.
You don't want to undo the muscle repair and increase your complication risk.
Exactly.
Right. Well, we want to thank you so much, Dr. Robert Singer, our wonderful plastic surgeon, our regular contributor to Her Radio, to help us understand what abdominoplasty is. Hey, that's code for tummy tuck. And everything from A to Z on this. We really appreciate everything you say. The website is rsingermd.com to learn more about Dr. Singer's wonderful work. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
And please pay close attention to a mini, a modified, or a full tummy tuck. There are all different types. You're listening to Her Radio on RadioMD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.